The search teams working on rescue and recovery in Surfside, Florida are from all over the U.S. There are also rescue workers from Mexico and from Israel. The team of Israeli Defense Forces personnel has conducted rescue and recovery operations after earthquakes in Haiti and Nepal, and in many ways, this site is like what you might see after an earthquake. With me now is IDF Lieutenant Colonel Oz Gino. He's in Surfside this morning. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. When did you arrive in Surfside?
Yeah, actually, the delegation arrived in Saturday, my team arrived in Monday. We're here almost 84 hours. When we landed, we go straight to the site, to the collapsed building. And this is about this.
And what are you and your team seeing? What does it look like there, especially if you're in the position of working on rescue and recovery?
Actually, it's not a regular site. You can see like 12 floors that collapse in like a pancake. Okay, there is no spaces inside there because the walls, there is no walls in the floors. There is just blocks, a lot of blocks, and all the floors collapse one on each other. It's very very tough to us as a delegation, as a search and rescue delegation. As you remind, I've been in Nepal, but this kind of site is very, very tough. Working around the clock, like almost 84 hours. Maybe slept several hours, and doing everything to try to find people. It doesn't matter what the situation with them, just to find them.
And what is your work like on a daily or even hourly basis? What are you doing?
My job is, I am a battalion commander of search and rescue in the Israel Defense Force, Home Front Command. Our job is, we're doing like, we are warriors. So we're doing like missions, and we're ready to give search and rescue and to deal with search and rescue situations. As you know, the situation in Israel is complicated. You can see that from 2 months ago in Gaza Strip, so we handled with a lot of falling rockets in the home front of Israel. And our mission is to saving people's lives. And it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when. And when we don't do this, we're training and we're doing like some missions like all of the soldiers in the warrior soldiers in Israel, like infantry, tanks, and all of the divisions in the IDF.
There are people waiting for news of their loved ones at that site. We've heard that from our reporters. Are you talking to them at all?
Actually, yes. I met two families down here near the hotel. They are located with us in the same hotel. Well, it's very, very different to us to see people, to sound the stories. It's really emotionally. You're getting very, very close to the families. Mm. I mean, you know, where is their families? Located now in the hotel, in the building, and we got a lot of pictures of them, and they tell us about them, the stories, the personal stories of each one. It's very difficult to ask, but you need to do the break between your emotional feelings and your professional on the site. You focus on the site.
That does make sense. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Oz Gino, he's in Surfside this morning. Thank you.